June 2007, Section 2, Question 14. Now, with this one, we are looking for what would weaken the argument, so what's going to hurt this argument. And what we get is that a cup of raw milk, after being heated in a microwave, 50 degrees Celsius, half its initial concentration of a particular enzyme, L. So once you heat it to 50 degrees in a microwave, it contains half. If, however, the milk reaches that temperature through exposure to conventional heat source of 50 degrees, it will contain nearly all of the concentration of the enzyme. Okay, so if you do it on a conventional thing, it will contain all of it. Therefore, what destroys the enzyme is not heat, but microwaves, which generate heat. So it's saying it's not the heat, it's the microwaves. So if we want to weaken this argument, we want anything that's going to say, no, it is the heat that's destroying it, and not the microwaves. And so that's what we're looking to do, because the conclusion is it's the microwaves, not the heat. So if you want to weaken that, you need to say something that's going to say, actually, it is the heat, not the microwaves. So, A, heating raw milk in a microwave to temperature of 100 degrees Celsius destroys nearly all the lysosome. Well, that doesn't really matter. That isn't going to say it is the heat. It's just saying, well, eventually you can destroy it, but it could be that the microwaves are still the thing destroying it. So that doesn't weaken our argument. Enzymes in raw milk that are destroyed through excessive heating can be replaced by adding enzymes that have been extracted from other sources. Well, that's great to know, but it doesn't have anything to do with what the cause of destruction of the enzymes in the first place is. Then C, a liquid exposed to a conventional heat source of exactly 50 degrees Celsius will reach that temperature more slowly than it would if it were exposed to a conventional heat source hotter than 50 degrees. This doesn't really tell us that it is the heat and not the microwaves. It's just talking about how hot the heat source is, but it doesn't really matter because we're taking the liquid or the milk to 50 degrees. D, milk that has been heated in a microwave oven does not taste noticeably different from milk that has been briefly heated by exposure to a conventional heat source. Well, we don't really care that much about how it tastes. It's just about the enzyme lysosome and whether or not what's causing the destruction of it, or lysozyme, I guess. Then E, heating any liquid by microwave creates small zones within it that are much hotter than the overall temperature that the liquid will ultimately reach. Now, partially this is E and we haven't liked anything, but if that's true, then it weakens the idea that it's not the heat, because it could be that what's killing off the enzyme L is that you've got pockets that are hotter than 50 degrees. So, and that heat, maybe once you get to 60 degrees, then it starts to kill the enzyme. And so that would happen in a microwave because you're getting zones that are much hotter than the overall temperature, so much hotter than 50 degrees. And therefore, E is our correct response. It's not an easy question because you have to catch that. Now, it's okay that it says heating any liquid and not just milk, because this is a weakened question. So we're allowed to bring in outside information, and stronger, hotter words are better. And so therefore, E is definitely the best response.